Welcome to the first episode of Ryan's Reviews. I don't know if this is going to stay the name of the podcast. That's what I've come up with for now. This is a little bit of an offshoot of the Quarter by Quarter podcast in which I am diving into NBA action, but seeing that the NBA is over for the season, I'm taking a little break, talking about some books and movies that I think you guys will enjoy. Maybe talking about some books and movies that you will not enjoy. But thanks for tuning into the first episode. This is going to be a weekly podcast with new episodes airing every Saturday. I know today's Sunday for the first episode, but from here on out, there will be one new episode every Saturday where we'll be taking a deep dive into one book and one movie that I watched during the week. So this week is a little different in that I'm going to be talking about a few different books as well as two movies. The format for the most part is going to be just one book, one movie, but it might change a little bit here and there as I get more into the rhythm of the show and try and figure out a little bit more what it's going to be. But thanks for tuning in. Today we're going to be talking about two books, one fiction, one nonfiction, as well as a comic book I read, which was actually the inspiration for Batman Begins and The Dark Knight, both awesome Christopher Nolan superhero movies. The nonfiction book we're going to be talking about is A History of God by Karen Armstrong. On the quarter by quarter podcast, I was talking a little bit about this one, actually. Been reading it for about a month. Finally finished it. Very, very good. Very dense. Lots of names, lots of things to keep track of, but I'll get a little more into that in just a second. And then I also read a fiction book, which I don't really read a lot of fiction, and this podcast is mostly going to be nonfiction based, but it was a book that was recommended by Stephen King called The Hole, and it's actually, the front cover says, A Korean Take on Misery, which is a Stephen King book. A very famous one, and one that I actually just read this year. So I checked this one out. It took me all of a day to read. Very, very short, but I'll jump into that in a second. And let's see. Movie-wise, we're going to be talking about two today. An American Werewolf from the year 1981, and The Others, starring Nicole Kidman from, I believe, 2001. So we're going to look at all these things today. I'm going to talk a little bit about them, give my thoughts, give my reviews, and here we go. First book I want to talk about is the nonfiction book that I read, A History of God. It's The 4,000-Year Quest of Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. Thought this was a fascinating book. Like I mentioned in the opening, it took me a long time to read this book. I've been working on this one for about a month and a half. Part of that is just all the names that you have to keep track of, constant things that are changing from one religion to the next, from one person to the next. It likes to jump around a lot. The print is actually very small as well. I usually am able to read about a page a minute, but I would say that these pages took me probably about, 3 to 4 minutes. Per page. So yeah, this one took a long time to read. But fascinating stuff. I would urge you to check it out. If you're interested in that sort of thing, if you like history, I think it's probably the best book on religion I've ever read. Just super interesting to see how religion kind of started off, or at least how we think it started off, and how it got to where it is today. Lots of the more modern history, or at least the last 1,000 years, I should say, that I knew most of, but some of the early religion stuff I had no idea about. So definitely worth checking out. The author is Karen Armstrong on that one. Yeah, if you check it out, let me know what you think. Okay, here we go. Now I'm going to jump and talk about the fiction book that I read called The Hole. As I mentioned previously, yeah, it's a Korean take on misery, or at least that's what the front cover says. And it was recommended by Stephen King. I read Misery a few months back, and it was absolutely one of my favorite Stephen King books. Probably not as scariest. I would still have to go with Pet Sematary on that. But yeah, Misery was very, very disturbing. I think it's probably his best written book. again, reading a Stephen King book is not horribly challenging, but and the writing itself is not so great, but he is such a good storyteller. That's where he tends to shine. And I've read a lot of Stephen King books over the years. And yeah, Misery really stuck with me. There were some parts in that that are, yeah, like I said, very, very disturbing. Yeah, it makes the movie appear very, very tame. But yeah, the whole, it's translated. It's translated from the original Korean. And yeah, compared to a Stephen King book, this book, it feels like it was written by a third or fourth grader. And I think that's just due to the fact that it's translated from Korean. And I think, I don't know, it just came across as very simple. And then as the story goes on, not as much happened as I would like. I'll go over the plot just briefly. So our main character, Ogi, is this middle-aged guy. He has a wife. They end up getting in a car accident. His wife is killed. He is alive, but just barely. He has lost the ability to speak. He can only move his left arm a little bit. And the only family member he has left in his life is his mother-in-law. So his mother-in-law takes him in, gets a caretaker for him. And then strange things start to happen. The mother-in-law starts acting a little strange. The caretaker ends up acting a little strange. And you get more backstory into Ogi's life and how he got to where he is today. And more is revealed as the book goes on. But I have to say, I was not super enthralled by it. Maybe it was the fact that it just took a day to read. It was such a quick read. I felt they could have really fleshed the story out more. And then the ending just, yeah, I won't say what the ending was, but I will say that it is not as exciting as I was hoping that it would be. I was hoping for some sort of big revelation or some big moment, but it was a quieter ending. An ending that could maybe work if it was translated into film. But I think, I think it being written out and the way it was written and translated really made for not as exciting of a book as I would have hoped. Okay. And the last thing, book that I'm going to talk about is actually a comic book, The Long Halloween. As I said in the opening, it inspired Batman Begins and The Dark Knight. Batman Begins being my favorite superhero movie of all time. It deals with the crime boss that is featured in Batman Begins, but it also gets into the relationship between Gordon, Bruce Wayne, and Harvey Dent. And I would highly recommend, if you like comic books, again, I'll occasionally talk about some. I know comic books are not for everybody, but if you like them, I would highly recommend. This is one of the most famous Batman stories. But anyway, so what's going on in The Long Halloween is there is somebody who is killing somebody in Gotham City each holiday. So it starts off at Halloween, goes to Thanksgiving, goes to Christmas, and each holiday basically has its own story. And it goes all the way into the next year, and these murders continue to happen. And during this time, Harvey Dent, Gordon, and Bruce Wayne, Batman, are trying to figure out who is committing these crimes. There are lots of twists and turns, lots of interesting interactions between characters that we have known from the movies and from other comics, and I think it's fantastic. Might be my favorite comic that I've ever read. I'm starting to get back into it a little bit. I definitely think it's worth checking out. Again, if you like comics, if you're a fan of them, if you're a fan of Batman, this is the one to read. Next, we'll be talking about The Others, a horror/thriller from 2001. The movie stars Nicole Kidman, who's this devout religious woman, and she is in charge of taking care of her two kids, who early on in the movie you find out are light sensitive, so they have to have the curtains drawn at all times, or else they'll break out in this terrible rash and end up dying from it. Right at the beginning of the movie, they allude to, one, Nicole Kidman's character, the mom character, going a little crazy, and that the current caretakers of the home that her and her children live in ended up leaving. Three new caretakers come right away, right in the beginning, and right away you're suspicious of them and you're wondering, what is going on here? Why did they just kind of show up out of nowhere here? And again, as the movie continues, you find out more of what's actually going on with Nicole Kidman's character, with the kids, with these people that have shown up to try and take care of the house. It's not an especially frightening movie, which is kind of nice. There are not a lot of jump scares, which I always appreciate. Sometimes there is the rare movie where jump scares, I think, can be used effectively, and I actually end up liking it. But this was a movie where the atmosphere set the tone for everything, and the atmosphere kind of carried the whole movie. And that part of the movie I actually liked. Now, some of the decisions that were made with the story, I did not like so much, and I can't get super into it in case you do want to see it. I was surprised on where it went. I guess in the last 30 to 40 minutes, I was kind of going, I don't know exactly what's going to go on here. They could go in a variety of different directions. I will say that the direction that they ended up going in was not like a huge shocking twist. I had seen movies that had twists that were somewhat similar to this. So it wasn't something where I was like, whoa, I can't believe they did that. It wasn't one of those. Nicole Kidman, at the beginning of the movie, I was like, is her acting weird? And then as the movie moved on, I think that's kind of just what the character called for. So I think she did an all right job. I think the kid actors in this movie are actually really, really good. And I don't think I've seen them in anything else. But they did a really, really good job. The caretaker, the one that's kind of the nanny for the kids, I've seen her in horror movies before. She does a pretty good job in that role. She's just good at that. But the others, ultimately, it left me pretty unsatisfied. I wasn't upset that I watched it. I thought it was better than American Werewolf in London, the other movie that I watched this week. But I can't say that I would recommend it. If you're looking for a movie, though, that has some twists in it, that is kind of a ghost story, and it involves a kind of, not a haunted house, but a mansion that might be haunted, check it out. I would see if you like it more than I do. Again, it was not something, it's by no means a bad movie. There were actually some really interesting camera shots in this, some really cool cinematography. If I were to give this a score out of 5, it would probably be a 2.5, at tops a 3. But yeah, originality-wise, it had some things going for it as well. So I feel like this review is a little all over the place. But what I'll say is some of the acting was good. The cinematography was great, I thought. I didn't talk about the music. The music, I thought, I don't know what they were going for with the score here, but it didn't work. It didn't work. It was weird. If you watch the movie, you'll know what I'm talking about. But the music, maybe a little bit of Nicole Kidman's acting, and then where the story went, not for me. Not for me. But if you are looking for a horror movie you haven't seen, I think there are a lot of movies that are way worse than this. But yeah, check out the others and see what you think about it. But this is the end of the first episode of Ryan's Reviews. Next week, we are going to be talking about Think Like a Monk, a book all about it's written by a former monk and just some of the things he does in his everyday life. I don't know how exciting that will be for you guys. Hopefully, maybe a new comic as well, and then talking about a horror movie or two for sure. So looking forward to episode 2 next Saturday, and I will catch you guys then. Thanks for tuning in.